Yeah, we had some, you know, some tip balls, some batted balls. You know, Adam first third down, Terrence on the fourth down, Adam on a third down. You know, we, Ray broke up a number of sticks to the tight end on the day, and so I mean, I think those are good things. I understand their progressions and getting closer on them. It was a good day. You know, we didn't, you know, we've had good days before. We've had a major breakdown and given us a little sour taste to it at some point. And this was probably the day without a major breakdown. And, you know, where you came away feeling pretty good about the entire day. The one breakdown we nearly had, Nate got over late. And but had he been in, you know, guys been in the right position to begin with, Nate did a good job of getting there. It would have been fine.
You're talking about the Cruz drop?
Yeah. Cruz seeing Nate coming over, you mean?
Right.
Yeah. The presence of Nate coming at him.
Right. Will you watch Chiefs live tonight, or will you wait till the morning to start on that?
Well, no. The Chiefs have been started on already today. So, but we don't gain much from television football.
The progression of long 16 season. When do you start feeling comfortable with what you know to expect from your team?
I think that, you know, in my opinion, when you feel really good about your football team is when you can go out and know that most days you're going to run the football productively, not turn it over, and not give up explosive plays.
Are you getting closer to that?
We're not there yet. But to me, as a coach, I know in my 20-plus years in the NFL that the teams that I've been around, that when you can do that, and I'm talking about progression as a linebacker coach to coordinator to head coach, you know, that takes a lot of the anxiety out of you on Sunday. You know, there's still going to be that anxiety. But I think, number one, if you can effectively run and control the game running the ball, if you're not careless with the ball, and then conversely, if you don't give up explosive plays defensively or allow the team to run the ball up and down the field on you, you know you have an opportunity to be successful and in every game, which gives you a chance to win the game, which is what you're looking for in the NFL, that you have a chance going into the third and fourth quarter to win the football game.
How close are you to getting that way in the running game? And Pyramid did do enough yesterday.
Well, we're better in the running game than you want to do. I mean, we just played a team that finished, what, last year in the rush? And was Super Bowl champions. And so the running game, you know, this is, you know, believe me, the NFL, you win in the NFL because you can productively throw the football. And, God, I know Mike Brown's smiling upstairs hearing me say that.
Yeah,
I don't know, Butch. We'll see. Yesterday was, what, 4-7? I thought it was 4-7.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yeah, rushing average was 2-7, yeah.
What was Ben Jarvis's?
3-3.
I thought it was 4-7. Anyway.
Did Pyramid do anything, coach, to maybe get into the mix a little more as that complimentary back?
We'll see.
In that vein, Marvin, you said the difference today, when you said this yesterday, was a lot of the young guys stepped up, and we made big plays when we hadn't made them. In the locker room, I said, what was the difference? And the universal answer seems, I don't know, but we had an attitude difference. I don't know whether that's defending Super Bowl champ coming in or whether or not that...
No, I think guys realize that there's no reason to keep talking about it. You're going to keep asking the questions. They're going to give you the same answer as much as they can. You know, I'm going to tell you what I tell them to tell you. But I think at the end of the day, you can't talk about it. You just got to do it. And there's too much, you know, too much has been said. We have to do, and that's part of it. That's what they're paid to do. We're paid to coach. They're paid to make plays. We got to put them in position to make plays, and when they're there, they got to make plays, or we got to keep trying to shuffle the deck to the next guy. And hopefully that guy's still in this building. If not, maybe we can find someone outside this building. But that's important to us, and I think our, you know, the group of players realize that. And I thought, you know, for the most part, I mean, from the, you know, very first touchdown pass, we had a guy make a big play that none of you know about. But, you know, he made a big play other than the thrower and the catcher. There was a big play made on that play, and it was an unscripted one. And those are things that you have to happen. If everybody just keeps doing their thing.
Turnovers. You had won the turnover battle two times and lost those games, which is unusual. But yesterday, being +3, that's pretty hard to overcome a -3 deficit in turnovers.
Well, and we got them. You know, we got them with good field position. We were able to, you know, with the punt return, with the Pat's interception, with Nate's interception returns, we were able to set up field position for our offense. And then, you know, we didn't settle for field goals. I mean, and, you know, we had two of them were third down, I think yesterday, third down touchdowns. And I think those are maybe all three of them. And that's huge. Certainly if you're on the other side of that, you don't feel good about the day, you know, when you give up, you know, third down touchdowns in the red zone. So those were, you know, good job by and to me, all three were nice throws, but they were also the ball could have been incomplete. But our guys made good plays on the football, and that's why they're here. You know, Andrew makes, you know, his quickness showed and his ability to separate, and Andy puts a ball only he can catch. And the same with Jermaine's catch. And Mo makes an adjustment and then goes up and makes a big play. And then all those, you know, things, you know, he had clean pockets, clean opportunity, and the ability to deliver the football there.
You know, you talk about your offensive line protection. Those three young guys in the interior,
how do you feel? We're pleased what they're doing, both run and pass. And yesterday was a good day for them. And you got to just keep going, you know, and you know, we gotta, you know, turn our attention here today to the Chiefs and get prepared for that.
For their first action on defense, how did Sims and Kirkpatrick do?
You know, I think they both showed it was their first time playing, so good and bad, you know. But Pat sure showed up and made, you know, some Pat-like plays that he can do. He has special ability, and he showed that he has great strength and athleticism for such a big man, and he has big man strength, and he showed it, and he makes a great play on the interception to catch the ball, and showed his athleticism to make the catch, and you know, it didn't look like a guy that hadn't done that ever before, and that was good. And Dre, his energy and enthusiasm and speed is showing up, and we just have to get him always in the right spot. But it was good for him to get his first real, you know, live action. Now he's played two preseason games. So we kind of, you know, because, you know, he's missed so much. When you think about the 1,000 training camp snaps, you know, he's missed that time and nearly half a football season and all the OTA time, basically, you know, a lot of the OTA time. So there's been a, you know, he's missed some snaps. I mean, the only thing he was fully through was the roughly 200 and some snaps of rookie camp, you know. So he's got a lot of, you know, there's a lot of what ifs to cover that, you know, obviously we don't have, we don't get mulligans right now. So it's important. There's a lot of things that happen.
One minute, Trevor Robinson showed early that it wasn't too big for him. Is he growing into his role a little bit? It seemed like he handled things pretty well yesterday.
He's doing a really good job. He really is. And, you know, he's, you know, as you said, it's not been too big. And, you know, each time he's gotten an opportunity to play, he's played better than he played the last time before that. Seem to be, yes, and I think as we go through, we had two guys really that were out last week, and Reggie and Marvin Jones, and I think they're, you know, they've got iffy chances at the end of the week. We'll see. So, but they're progressing well, and you know, again, knock on wood, but we're in pretty good shape health wise. We'll, you know, we've got the usual, you know, bruises and bumps and so forth that we got to get over. It was a, you know, again, a physical game out there yesterday, and so. But we should be fine as the week goes on.
What was the unscripted play on the first touchdown?
We'll never can tell. I want to see your coaching instincts come out. I want to see how good you are.
Well, we've
got
to wait till Wednesday.
Oh, it takes it that long? Oh, jeez.
Any update as far as this group coming out or anything or where he is?
Cook? Yeah. Kyle will begin, be back into his rehab mode here this week. And it's just a matter now of how he gets back to functionality. So, yeah, so he's progressing well. And he just, you know, whenever he gets back to functionally moving and doing what he has to do as an offensive lineman in, you know, NFL football.
Is there any chance of seeing him this season?
We can't put a timetable on anatomy that way, Kyle is chomping at the bit to have the opportunity to play. And so I know he'll work extremely hard at it. And, hopefully it'll progress, pretty quickly.
Do